day.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Hey, guys. Hello, catch-uppers.
Hello.
See, catch-uppers doesn't have the same ring. I'm going to...
Catch-upperers.
Catch-upperers. Hey, catch-upperers.
Hey, catch-upperers.
This is Thursday show. This is what happened.
This is the podcast for Thursday.
Yeah.
Some good stuff in here, Nath.
Yeah, a bit of a batchy update.
Boys make an appearance.
Sophie Monk, she may have already moved on from Big Stewie.
And you know what? And I said to you, who cares if she has? Good on her. Find love.
Yeah, well done.
Get out there, Soph. Get amongst it. Find the man of your dreams.
She's obviously happy, mate. And as long as she's happy, Jimmy and Nath are happy.
You know what? I'd be happy for her to do another season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, but then I don't want her to like have another broken heart. You know what I mean? If she's going to do it,
better,
she has to find it.
Pick better.
She should have picked. Who's the guy at the pot plant wear? Blake.
No, that was, Blake.
But who's the guy
Jared.
With the pot plant?
Jared.
To be fair, she didn't have much of a selection.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of options.
Wasn't the best menu.
Yeah, producers, pull your finger out. If Soph comes back for season two.
Well, I got asked to do it.
You did, actually.
Maybe I should go on it.
What if you did that season with Soph and she picked you? Where would our lives be?
I'd have to love her. She wouldn't love me, but no. I'd have to love her.
Hey, also, we've got a little update about getting Gigi Hadid involved in the show. I come up with a name for our band when we officially launch.
And we also give away free socks. Amazing.
Stick around for it. It's great. Nath, you know I've bought a new hat.
Do I ever? You don't take it off.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I'm just going to put a photo up on our Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath. You can head there to have a look.
If you want to see Jimmy wearing an item of clothing, go to our Instagram.
To be fair, I was just going to upload a photo of that, and then I was like, I should be wearing the hat at least, because then people just open up and there's a hat, and they're like, are they selling a hat?
Yeah, are they plugging this?
Hey, Jimmy and Nate, the hat guys. No, I put a photo of me wearing the hat. Nate, the reason I bring it up with you is I've been walking around Hobart a lot lately wearing it.
Because I refuse to drive you. You have to walk.
Well, we've only got one car, which is your car, which we share.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought it up, because the other day I drove out and I got us some coffees and I drove back to the office.
Right? Born in Brunswick?
Born in Brunswick. Went to Born and Brunny. I pulled up and then something sort of happened. It was by accident, but I got a really positive response by it.
Okay.
So I've got my hat on. I'm crossing the road and it was getting a bit windy and so the hat's on my head. And so I've gone to grab the front of my hat. To like pull it down
to stop
under
it
your head.
From flying off.
Yeah. But what I didn't realize was there was a car coming along in front of me. And as I'm like pulling my hat, it looked like I was saying hello. You know, when you pull your.
Like tipping your hat.
Yeah.
Like what? Like an 1840s cowboy greet.
So
did he. Yeah, yeehaw.
And so I've tipped the hat by accident because I'm just pulling it down on my noggin to stop blowing away. And the guy, as he's driving past, winds down his window and he's like, yeah, g'day, mate. And keeps
hello,
driving.
Copper.
And I was like, I didn't expect that. So then as I walked into the coffee shop, I did the same thing. I was like, let's see if I can get another response. Tip the hat.
Well, you should take your hat off when you walk inside.
Come on, mate.
They probably thought you were rude.
I've known you for a long time. We've worn hats a million times. We went to a pub the other night and you were wearing a baseball cap backwards.
Yeah, but I didn't walk in and go, hello, governor, how you going? Let's talk Bachelorette. Batchy boys, what they gonna do? What they gonna do? They'll talk about the Bachelor for you. What they gonna do? What they gonna do?
Some Bachelor news for your Thursday morning.
Yeah, you forgot for a second. Yeah. It's a bit of a Sophie Monk update. Obviously, she was on the last season of The Bachelorette. She's just broken up with Stu, the person
Stu
she
Laundry.
Chose. Stu Laundry. Not Laundry.
Laundy.
Laundy, yep. Yeah. Laundry. He owns a chain of clothes washing stores. rumours have surfaced that Sophie Monk apparently has already moved on from her breakup with Stu Laundry after they broke up only a week and a half ago. They were dating for 5 months.
I mean, look, I got to say, I will, because we watch the show, Nath. We're huge fans.
Oh, we love The Bachelorette, Bachelor.
Yeah, if you don't believe us, we do a podcast called Batchy Boys where we just talk about The Bachelor.
Batchy Boys. Why would we have that?
Yeah, like for a solid hour and a half. But yeah, when they got together, we sort of said, we hope it lasts, fingers crossed. But, you know, all signs didn't look good.
Well, apparently she was on A Current Affair a couple of nights ago.
I did watch her.
Oh, you've watched it?
I've watched it.
And in response to Tracy Grimshaw, big fan of the show, she...
No, it wasn't Tracy. Oh, it was the other blonde lady.
The other Tracy.
The other lady that does A Current Affair.
Whatever her name is. Anyway, Sophie was asked what she's been doing.
Yep.
And basically she replied with, oh, we've been having a good time, indicating that she's been having a good time with somebody else.
Well, look, you know, that's good. Like, at least she's now found, because the whole process of going on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette's to find love.
Mm.
And I'm happy that she has now, hopefully, fingers crossed, found love.
Well, or it could just be a friend or a dog. She could be talking about a Labrador that she's been having a great time with.
Dogs are great, mate. I love dogs.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
As long as you find love with something, you know, that's...
Companionship.
Yeah, that's what it's about, guys. Just warm hugs, finding love, patting dogs.
Here's what I've got. I've got a couple of things that I thought I'd bring up that actually lasted longer than Sophie Monk and Stu Laundrie's... No, I'm saying it. Laundrie's relationship.
So how long were they together?
They were together 5 months. Here's a few things that lasted longer than that. The planking phase.
Yeah, I do remember the planking.
Remember that when you had to literally do a plank?
Lay down and plank.
And people were doing
it. How long did that go for?
That went for 7 months.
Really?
Yeah, big phase.
Who keeps track of that?
Oh, I don't know. It was online. Could be a lie. Big guys, big planking.
You Google what lasted longer than 5 months.
Well, I'm still doing plank, so I've been trying to get it going for ages. The filming of the Titanic.
How long did it take to film that?
160 days, mate.
But
That's not longer.
Is it?
Longer than 5 months, yeah. 160 days.
There's only like 30 days in a month. Oh, no, yeah, that'd be about right.
Yeah. I'm not lying to you.
Yeah, okay. I'm just keeping you honest. Just keeping you honest.
And then the last thing I had was the tomato sauce in our cupboard. The one that you brought down from the mainland. That's 7 months old. Jim, on Tuesday, we laid down a challenge to 75-year-old Alan Adams, the AA battery, from aged care in Deloraine.
Alan the Puzzle Adams.
Still working on that name. He completed Tasmania's biggest ever jigsaw puzzle, 33,600 pieces, and the challenge was to take him on in a puzzle-off, the puzzle-off of the century. It would be me, I'm Nath, v him, in a 50-piece puzzle-off competition, essentially. We'd go out to the aged care and we'd do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we don't have the audio.
No, we don't have the audio.
Okay. Oh, that's why I'm sitting there waiting.
Oh, you wanted the audio.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
We don't need him to say yes. I mean, he said yes.
Look, it'll be a big sporting event, really. That's what it'll be. Two guys doing puzzles. I mean, what more do you need? Well, you do need something, Jim. I'm glad you brought it up. Thanks, Jim. You need a celebrity in the crowd. And the celebrity we've gone after is international model Gigi Hadid. The reason we're going after her is we found out she's a big fan of the show, she listens live, and she loves puzzles. Mm. Tick, tick, tick. That's three ticks of the box.
I think she loves Tasmania too.
She loves Australia. She loves Hobart. She's a lover.
Yeah.
She loves a lot of things.
I wonder if she was born here. I don't know. Could be making that one up.
Clearly making that one up.
You don't know.
She's American. Look, to get her here, we've issued a challenge to her producer Mason. Yes. He's in the studio. How are you, buddy?
Good. Ready to go.
So we're going to get you every day to comment her or message her or do something. You left a comment yesterday.
Yep.
And you got a reply. Not from her, just from someone else.
Oh my God.
Don't get too excited, buddy.
Heart skipped a beat there.
No, this is from Jimmy236.
I'll just interrupt you. I don't think I would be that surprised if Gigi did actually reply to me because she loves puzzles. So I am expecting a response from Gigi at some point towards this week.
I love your confidence.
Yeah.
Thanks, confidence. Mate.
I think she will.
Yeah.
So this is Jimmy263. He said, optimism at its finest. I'm sure the Deloraine aged care has some model-worthy residents. Keep it local. So he's suggesting we don't reach out to Gigi. Plenty enough models already there.
Well,
there
you go. Some of the best models in the world.
Well, what was his name? His name's Jimmy 2.
Jimmy 2, yeah.
Well, maybe if we can't get Gigi, let's get him down. He could be a bit fun.
He could be in the crowd. We'll get him involved.
Okay.
Now, look, Mace, what have you messaged Gigi today and how have you gone about it?
Well, I've gone for the DMs this time around.
Sliding into the DMs.
Clever.
Yeah, have a little read here.
Okay.
There we go. I think this is quite okay.
So you've direct messaged Gigi Hadid on her Instagram. That's what you've done.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. No response, I don't think, at the moment, unless that's changed.
No.
Don't get too keen, mate. Well, take your time.
Look,
fingers sore from refreshing the page.
Look, this is a bold choice because it is your first time messaging her on the DMs. Yeah. So you got to lead strong.
Yeah,
because if you look at it the first time, she's like, nah, I'm never going to read it again. But this is what it says.
I did tie up between a hey or a hi, and I thought a hey is a little bit more friendly and casual, so I went with the hey.
No, you went with hi. Oh.
Did someone else write your message for you?
Oh, no. Damn it.
Right, this is what it
says. Not a good start, boys. Not a good start.
You recently purchased a jigsaw puzzle from my company. We have discovered an error with the manufacturing of the puzzle and we will require you to return the faulty product to 2 Melville Street, Hobart, Tasmania, Australia. See you soon.
Does she have to deliver it in person?
Yeah. Well, I did.
You probably should have said that in the message.
Because now she's just going to mail it back. She's going to be like, oh, you've ruined my puzzle. You didn't say you deliver it in person.
Then, we could get a return address, send her a letter in the mail.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Or find her address and kidnap her, possibly.
No.
Either or.
We're not going to do that.
I reckon that's progress, boys.
No, look, it's progress. Mace, very well done. Everyone listening, we'll keep you updated on our GG hunt, and the puzzle off will be coming soon.
Well done, Mace. Jim, this is interesting. New research has said that working in a dark office can make you stupid and bad at your job.
Well, I mean, if you can't see anything, I don't think you're stupid. It just means you can't.
Exactly right.
Steve, this email makes no sense. Well, John, I'm typing in the dark. What do you want me to do about it?
That's the thing. It's pretty obvious. So apparently they've done scientists. So this is a proper study.
Yep.
They did tests on rats for 6 weeks. First of all, poor rats. Why are they always the ones getting tested on? I know they're similar to us in makeup, but just test on real people.
Test some humans.
Yeah.
Humans are usually up for a good time, bit of fun.
Maybe an extra bit of cash.
Yeah.
Hey, I was part of a study.
Don't test the rats. They didn't do anything wrong.
Leave them alone.
Just leave the rats alone.
Give them light. And apparently it monitored the rats' productivity in the dark and the light. And after 4 weeks in dimly lit areas, rats got dumb and stupid.
This is the thing. I don't think you get dumb. It's just harder to do things in the dark.
Are you questioning science?
Yeah, I am, actually. Go ahead. Here's a test for everyone. I mean, we've got the long weekend coming out this weekend. If you get the opportunity, go play golf in the middle of the day in the sun, then play golf in the middle of the night, pitch black. Tell me if it's harder and if you feel dumb.
Put a mask on. Try and hit the ball there.
Just tell me if that's harder. Because I haven't done it personally, but I've got a feeling it might be hard.
I've thought of a few jobs that would be hard to do in the dark.
Professional golfer.
Well, that's actually, I'm adding that to my list now. But here's a few more. Let me know if you agree with me.
Yeah.
A sun cream tester.
Oh, no, you could do it.
But you wouldn't know if it's working or not.
Oh, okay, you meant, like, testing the UV protection.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just testing, like, the putting it on.
No, but then you could just use moisturiser. That works.
No, you could. Technically, you can put sunscreen on in the dark.
Okay, a sun cream UV tester. Is that better?
Well, yeah.
That's hard to do. Yeah.
What's next?
A sunflower gardener.
Yeah, that's definitely hard to do in the dark.
I mean, unless you're just doing flowers. If you're doing sunflowers, hard.
Well, no, nothing grows in the dark, mate. That's the thing.
There you go. So. Chlorophyll. No?
What?
Isn't that what they're called? They need the sun?
I don't know, mate. You're telling the story.
Science, no. A solar panel operator.
Yep. Though I think you still can get some UV rays at night.
Can you?
I think so.
From the moon?
Yeah.
Oh, why do we even need the sun? What a waste of time.
Some huge news now for Harry Potter fans. Each day this week, Nath has been reciting chapters of his very own Harry Potter book.
Mm.
And so, Nath, this is the last chapter.
The final chapter, chapter 4.
So just to recap, there's only 4 chapters in your book.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's hard to write a book in a week. I mean, I probably allocate about 4 minutes to it every day, so it's hard to do.
J.K. Rowling could do it.
She couldn't.
So just to recap, the first chapter's a song.
Yep.
The second chapter was more of a story. Third chapter was a poem.
Yep.
What have we got for the fourth chapter?
Well, let me just quickly recap the name of the book for those of you who are tuning in for the first time. Harry Potter and the Better Wizard, Who's Even More Magical and Cool, part one, because again, could take off and we could have a part two.
You can't have any cover art in your book because the title's so long. It's just words.
But that's saving money. I don't have to pay an illustrator. Yeah. Characters, Harry Potter, of course. Nathledore, he's a cool dude. Sharon Weasley, his love interest. The lesser known Weasley, but she's really, really pretty. Jermione.
Yeah.
And she is Nathledore's best friend. She's a bit nerdy though, glasses, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, the final chapter. Now, before I get into the final chapter, Jim, I just want to recap. The word count I gave to you was 80 words.
Yeah.
For my whole book. I'm way over that.
You're way over your
So word I've count, kept yeah. that in mind for the final chapter.
Okay.
Considering that I'm way, way over.
Can you tell me how many words are in the final chapter?
No, I can't. But I'm telling you now, I'm way over my workout. Okay. So just keep that in mind.
So I'm guessing the fourth chapter is a very short chapter.
Look, I don't want you to make any guesses. It's a magical world. Who knows what's going to happen? The chapter is called The End because it's the final one. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
And they lived happily ever after. The end. Out with a bang.
Sometimes I hate you.
Can't wait for part two, hey?
Nath, last night we went to the T20.
Yep.
Watched Australia take on England with the boys getting out.
Yeah, woo!
Great game. If you haven't been out, the 2020 is such a good family event. The Big Bash is huge. Obviously, the Hurricanes making the final. Mm-hmm. Disappointingly, didn't get up. But, hey, first final, which was really nice.
And Bloodstone Arena, fantastic for families too.
One thing I want to mention first, very quickly, is the dancers there last night.
They were interesting, weren't they?
I mean, you can head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. Look at our Instagram story. The dancers are up there. Yeah, a bit of an...
They were doing some... Let's just say the moves were a bit basic.
Okay. In their defence, some of the moves were amazing, but then you'd cut to them because so they'd between balls and they'd be dancing and sometimes they'd just be sitting down, like, waving their hands.
It's almost like they were making stuff up on the spot.
It's like, that's not a dance move. You're sitting down waving your arms. That's literally waving.
It's like each person had one dance move that they could bring to the table and everyone else just had to copy.
Yeah.
So they were doing, like, the Elvis Presley, like, the pointing up and down. And cricket bats at one point.
One thing I want to mention to you last night is you had an issue.
I have plenty of issues, mate. Which one are you going to talk about today?
Well, you've mentioned on the show before, Nath, you really don't like eating with wooden cutlery.
Can't touch it. You doesn't can't matter touch if it's it. It can't be a knife or fork or spoon, and it can't be wooden chopsticks either.
Yeah, so anything wooden, much like the wooden material you'd get for when the doctor goes,
Exact same. I can do it when it's nice polished wood, but not when it's I can't even say it. Like, it's almost like balsa wood kind of thing. No, I don't do it.
So... Last night, all the food came out, and if you bought food, it had the wooden cutlery in it.
Prefer to eat with my hands.
Yeah.
Or just shovel it.
Just you did. There was a salad, and you shoveled this salad in. And then one of the guys from work, Ben, he's like shouting out to you, going, Nath, look what I got, a wooden spoon.
Yeah, because now everybody knows, everybody's teasing me. So watch me come into work when we've got like a nice little work lunch going on, all wooden cutlery.
What I was going to say to you, Nath, is do you think like you can sneak cutlery into Bloodstone Arena? Can you get it done?
Well, it depends. A knife, probably not.
I wouldn't recommend doing a knife.
A fork and a spoon, I reckon I could.
Do you walk in and just openly say, hey, look, because we got patted down last night as we went to the arena. The old mate did the buzzing thing. Do you just put yourself out there and go, hey, look, guys, I have to bring cutlery in?
Well, do I get a letter, a permission slip, like a doctor certificate? You know when people have metal hips and go through metal detectors at the airport?
Yeah.
Do I have a certificate from the doctor saying, hey, Nathan Roy unfortunately can't use wooden utensils. He has permission to bring in a knife and a fork.
That's not a note from the doctor, mate. That's a note from the psychiatrist.
Jim, you and I were just talking about the fact that I can't stand wooden utensils.
Yeah.
Can't use them. Chopsticks or...
Well, no, to be fair, you don't like wooden utensils, but you can't use chopsticks. You're just not great at it.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. That's
yeah.
Just keep it simple, mate. I've got a lot of issues. Yeah. Our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, he just came in and he said the same thing. See, I thought I was by myself, but he also said he can't stand those wooden utensils.
Oh, no, both of you are by yourself. You're standing on a weird two-man island talking about, I'm happy to use cutlery. You give me some, I'm all about it.
Look, mate, we've got each other. That's all that matters. There's someone here that understands me. I'm sure there's people in Hobart, they can't stand it either.
Well, I mean, maybe that's something we should do. We should ask 13, 12, 16, not like wooden cutlery?
We'll call the show anytime, let us know. Jim, you're not happy about something?
Yeah, we've got to, I guess, sort of settle this debate because you don't like wooden cutlery. I
can't stand it.
And you just refuse to use it.
No, because it's disgusting texture. I can't even touch it.
You're not eating the cutlery, mate. You're eating the food.
Well, you pretty much are. It's going. The only thing you're not doing is swallowing it. It's going in your mouth.
That's how cutlery works. You use it to put food into your mouth.
Yeah, I'm fine with plastic. I'm fine with porcelain, metal, steel.
So you're a woodist.
I'm not a woodist. I like, if it's polished wood, that's fine.
Oh, so
it's when it's like the balsa.
Sorry, I only like polished cutlery. No, we've got to put this debate to bed because I don't think... people really care either way.
Well, our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, he agrees with me.
You said our boss came in. Now, we've got some phones, so I'll be interested to see what these people think.
They better be on my side. Ebony Ebony from Bridgewater, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Ebony, where do you stand on the whole wooden cutlery situation?
I absolutely hate it. It just makes my teeth feel yuck. It makes the rest of me feel yuck. I can't even eat an ice cream and touch the Paddle Pop stick because it makes me feel yuck.
I am the same! Ebony, the Paddle Pop sticks, get rid of them!
Ebony, it's Jimmy here.
Yeah, I know, yuck.
Is this something you've always had or did you just one day go, I don't want it anymore?
Nah, always.
Yeah. Nice. Ebony, how do you go when you go to the doctor and they do the big say ah and they put the wooden thing on your tongue? How do you go with that?
I refuse.
Yeah. I prefer to be sick. Yeah. I don't know about you, Ebony, but I would rather not go.
Ebony
yeah.
just doesn't go to the doctor. She sits at home.
Jane from Risdon Vale. How are you, Jane?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Jane. Now, where do you stand on the wooden cutlery sitch?
Oh, I absolutely hate it. Can't stand it.
Thank you, Jane.
What is it about wooden cutlery that you just can't stand?
It's mostly the feeling on your teeth.
It
like
is.
It's gross. It's gross holding it as well. Like same as with like ice cold sticks and things as well.
Mm.
But yeah, it's mostly, especially if it's a fork or something that you're eating with, and you put it to your teeth while you're eating. Ooh, it makes my blood run cold.
Yeah. Oh, so I Jane, can't even talk about it, Jane.
So Jane, if there's wooden cutlery on offer and there's no other cutlery, do you just eat with your hands?
I have done that before. Yes.
See, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, or I will try and hold it with a serviette around the handle and then just not let it touch my teeth if I absolutely have to.
That is groundbreaking, Jane.
That is
Jane,
a hack.
Question. We were talking about it earlier because at Bloodstone Arena we were there last night for the T20 and they had the wooden cutlery. Have you ever thought about bringing in your own cutlery so you can avoid the whole wooden cutlery sitch?
I haven't, but I think it's something I might in the future, because if I've gone to markets or festivals or something, it's always the wooden cutlery.
There we go.
So I think maybe a little pack of plastic cutlery in the purse might not be a bad move in the future.
Mm. I hate to say it, Nathan, but you may be onto something. You could invent your own cutlery people can take to events.
And me and Jane are going to festivals with each other in our cutlery.
Look, Nathan, I thought we could have a bit of fun. I've got a photo of a Coachella lineup. So Coachella, huge musical festival over in LA. I've never been. You've never been?
No, I've never been.
It's on the bucket list.
It's on the bucket list. Can't afford it.
Very expensive.
Yep.
We may never do it.
Well, I'll watch it on YouTube. Someone will film it.
They do live stream it on YouTube. So who needs to go?
There you go.
Do it in the comfort of your own home.
Why do you need to go anywhere these days?
Just stay home. Kick the feet up.
Watch it all.
Look, what I've done is I've got the photo of this Coachella lineup, but and all these lineups come out, and there's just so many people in them. Just thought it'd be easy to sneak us in there.
You're devastated when you're like the small band and your name is so small down the bottom you literally need to squint. It's like when you go to the doctors to get your eyes checked and the tiny letters are down the bottom. That's like some people's bands.
You don't even need to go to the doctors to get your eyes checked. You just go to a festival lineup and go, all right, what line can you read?
Who's that right down the bottom? Is that the Jubes?
I can read the Rubens, but I'm not sure what's underneath that. Now, Nath, so we'll put a photo up on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. Issue a little bit of a challenge. If our listeners can find our band name on there first, we'll give them a little hit prize pack, mm-hmm. some movie tickets and a bunch of stuff in
so
there.
So what do they have to do? Do they have to type in the band name or where it is? What's it next to?
The band name before and after my band.
Okay.
Yeah, and the first person to do that correctly will go home with a little prize pack, some movie tickets and stuff. But, Nath, we've got to introduce the band name first.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what I've gone with.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah, give me a drum roll.
Okay, here you go.
This is for both of us. We're both in the band. The Budgie Smugglers and Jimmy.
Nice. Oh, hang on. Well, you said my name was in it.
Well, okay, so this is the thing.
I said nice prematurely then. I just assumed it was going to be good.
I was too quick on the nice. No, the reason I've gone Budgie Smugglers and Jimmy, okay? I'm the only one out of us two that's got any musical talent.
Have you seen me with a shaker?
Yeah, I have, mate. I had to ban you from using it.
No.
You're awful.
Could do it again.
So you've got no musical talent, but I do. So I want to put my name in it. But our radio show is Jimmy and Nath. So I felt bad about putting my name first twice. So I was like, I've got to go at the end.
Mm.
What are you great at? Wearing budgie smugglers.
Not shakers.
Wearing budgie smugglers, right?
I mean, I'm all right at it. But
you've been reposted on the budgie smuggler page a few times.
It's chunky but funky, though. It's not for everybody.
No, I think you look good. So I think you can be like the dancer in our band.
I'm not your backup dancer.
No, you're backup. You'll be in front of me, right?
And where will you be?
I'm behind you, because my name's second. Budgie Smugglers and Jimmy.
Do I get a mic?
No.
Do I get any instrument?
Your instrument is your body.
Then what's the point of me being in the band?
You can play belly drums.
Okay, belly drums. That's fine.
I'm giving you belly drums.
Demo.
Huge.
Oh, gee, it's just called the Budgie Smugglers now.
They've kicked Jimmy out. He's gone solo. The Budgie Smuggler. Look, Nath, so I'll put this up now. We'll post it right now. Our producer Mason's putting it up on our Instagram. So at Jimmy and Nath, head to our Instagram page. If you can find the Budgie Smugglers and Jimmy in this lineup, comment the first band and the second band. If you can do that, we're going to give you a hit prize pack, movie tickets, a whole bunch of stuff in there.
Hey! Jim, on Tuesday, we spoke to 75-year-old man Alan Adams from Aged Care Deloraine. He completed Tassie's biggest ever jigsaw puzzle. This thing is 33,600 pieces. Now, you and I got him onto the phone and we issued him a challenge, and this is what happened. All right, Alan, what do you think about this? UV me in the puzzle off of the century. 50-piece puzzle. Winner takes all.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
It is on!
Yeah, no, so over the next few weeks, we'll be travelling up there mm-hmm. to take on Alan, or you'll be taking on Alan and puzzle off.
You're going to be there for moral support.
Yeah, we'll all be there. The team will be there. I love how you said winner takes all. Does that mean you get to keep the puzzles at the end?
Yep, and all the aged people in the aged care home.
Everyone's coming back tonight.
It's a massive party at the Hit Studios.
Look, it's going to be a massive sporting event, and like any sporting event, you need celebrities there. Mm. So we're extending an invitation to international model Gigi Hadid. But in order to do this, we need our producer, Toucan Mason, to...
Mason, shush. Stop it.
I love the noises you make in the morning, Mace. To get in touch with her, Mason is in here. How are you, mate?
Good, good. Ready to send some DMs.
Mace. Shh. Stop it.
I was just translating it for the Toucan audience.
Look, we got you to message her earlier in this morning show. So yes. You messaged her on Instagram at 6:38 a.m. So there's still no reply from GG.
You know, she doesn't want to be too keen. That's the thing.
So I'm going to read the message again for those of you just joining the show. Nath, I think we need to talk about maybe where he went wrong. Because I think 2 hours, that's a fair chunk of time. She should have replied by now. We agree? Mm-hmm.
She's busy. I'm, you know, give it half an hour, I think.
Give it another half. Yeah. All right, he's gone with, hi, you recently purchased a jigsaw puzzle from my company. We have discovered an error with the manufacturing of the puzzle and will require you return the faulty product to 2 Melville Street, Hobart, Tasmania, Australia. See you soon.
It's a clever angle, Mace, but the thing is, you said she just has to return it. She doesn't have to be here. You should have said you have to return it in person, otherwise you can't get your money back.
So I should have been a bit more specific.
Well, yeah. I mean, your idea, Mace, though, is she sends the a puzzle back because we know she's a big puzzle fan. Mm. We get her address on the... Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, well, on the return to sender...
on the package, on the back.
Yeah. We then have her address, so we can then... knock on her door, possibly, and give her an in-person invite.
If she doesn't even reply to her Instagram messages, what makes you think she's going to look at her letters,
like
handwritten
said,
letters?
Busy. She's got fans messaging her, mate. She's got things to people to respond to.
Mason just did say, though, we could go to her door. You think work's going to pay for one of us to fly to New York and go... Hey, Gigi, you want to come do a puzzle?
Well, some of us can actually fly. The 2 days. I want to talk about a school in Melbourne. A principal of a Melbourne school, this is pretty harsh, she sent 17 kids home from school after having colourful socks. Apparently, all these kids were in breach of the plain white ankle sock covering policy that they should have been aware of and had to go home to change their socks to white ankle socks because they're... Well,
mate,
too much colour.
Mate, schools don't make uniform policies for a joke. Got to stick to it.
What was the uniform policy at Gundawindi State High?
Just had to have a shirt on. It's not even a joke. It's got a little better these days. I grew up in a small country town.
Oh,
so.
No, it's shirt and pants, is it? Yeah. It's really upgraded.
I look around my eyes. Like, I mean, Nathan, you went to a private school.
Yeah.
So you had a very strict uniform policy. Mm. You had to wear high socks and a hat.
Well, I was going to say that this, I know you're going to call me a nerd. Please don't. Try and refrain. But I had...
Nerd!
I haven't even said it yet. I had those high socks, but I was talking to one of the girls outside just before. I had to have those sock protectors to hold them up on my legs. Oh. So it's like a little bit of elastic that goes underneath the sock so it stays on your calf.
To be fair, it's not your fault.
I want to beat myself up. Yeah.
Punch myself every day. That's not your fault. Yeah, I was really lucky. Like, we didn't even have a school. A shoe policy.
We didn't have a school.
We got together in a paddock. We looked at a cow and we said, what are we doing? He's like, moo. I was like, sweet.
Here's what I thought we could do. 13, 12, 16, are you wearing boring socks right now? So there's not, maybe they got holes in them, no colour. I don't know. What else is a boring sock?
Yeah, frayed. I'd go with, like, yeah, frayed. Because socks and undies are a big thing I feel like you don't change over a lot. You just sort of, you buy socks and undies, you never buy socks and undies. You get socks and undies for Christmas.
Yeah, from your favourite uncle.
Yeah, or mum and dad.
Yeah.
Depends
if they love you.
Yeah. Obviously, mine do. Shout out to mum and dad, I love you guys. You get your socks and undies for about 12 months. So if you've got something boring, maybe one colour, we want to help you out.
Yeah, we've got some brand new fun socks to give you to lead into your weekend for your Friday. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call and let us know if you do have boring socks because we're going to give you some brand new fun socks. Jim, you've got them in front of you. What do they look like?
Yeah. So I've got a thunderstorm sock.
Nice.
A cactus sock with some cactuses.
Oh, good.
Banana socks.
Oh, everyone loves bananas. Are they smelly ones? Can you smell them? Don't smell like banana.
No, I mean, they smell like socks. No. Yeah. There's a palm tree and flamingos.
Okay.
So if you want some free socks, this is your show.
13, 12, 16. Let us know. We are giving away free socks, free fun socks. Everybody loves them. If you're wearing boring socks right now, give us a call and we will replace them straight away with fun socks. 13, 12, 16 is the number for some free socks. Here's Maroon 5 on Hit 100.9. We've just asked 13, 12, 16. Are you wearing boring socks right now, Jim? Because you and I, we want to give people some fun socks, some colourful socks leading into their weekend and Friday.
I've got them here in front of me, mate. I'm holding the fun socks.
The reason why is because the principal sent all these kids home, 17 kids home, because they were wearing colourful socks at school. We here at the Jimmy and Nate Show, we want to celebrate colourful socks. What are some of the ones you've got there, Jim?
Just quickly, if you are a kid going to school, you know what I mean? Like, stick to the school uniform.
Wear your colourful socks underneath.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Then when you're at lunch, you'd be like, hey, little Timmy, come over here.
Look at me socks.
Look at this colourful. What ones you got there?
The socks that I've got here that we're going to give away to our listeners, Nath, I've got a thunderstorm sock.
Oh, nice.
A cactus sock, a banana sock, a palm tree sock, and a pink flamingo sock.
All right, well, let's hopefully give these away. Traylene from Granton, are you wearing boring socks?
Well, I'm not, but my grandsons do.
Oh, they wear them all the time, do they? Like, what do they look like?
But first of all, I've got to ask, you haven't been to the laundromat and collected all the odd socks, have you?
That would have been a great idea.
No, we did ask someone to go, these are brand new socks, brand new socks.
I promise you.
I just don't want any tinier or anything popping up, you know?
No. Like, Traylene, you know what I don't like is people who go shoe shopping but they don't have socks, so they have to wear those, you know, secondhand socks.
The company socks.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
That is gross.
Well,
take a pair of socks, for God's sake.
All right, Traylene, you are first cab off the rank. You get to pick. What kind of fun socks do you want? Jim, run through what one she's got to choose from.
You got the thunderstorms, cactus, bananas, palm trees, or flamingos.
I'll have flamingos, thank you.
Flamingos are yours, Traylene, and they are fresh. Promise
no. My grandson.
They're for your grandson.
Promise you no tinier in those socks either.
Brand new. All right, flamingos are off to the side for Traylene.
Deb from Glenorchy, are you wearing boring socks at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what do they look like, Deb?
Oh, they're white, tattered. They've got a blue edge on them. I've had them for 4 years, and yeah, they're just.
4 years.
Ready to
try. 4 years, yeah, that's a long time. Now, Deb, you didn't want the flamingos, did you? Because they've gone. We've lost the flamingos.
Oh, can I go the cactus? I love cactuses.
You can certainly go the cactus.
They are yours. Well done, Deb.
There you go,
You've got yourself some cactus. Getting the cactus socks. Kelly. Now, Kelly, you work in Woolworths. Is that true?
Yes.
Do you have to wear boring socks at Woolies?
I don't think they really mind what socks you wear. You wear long pants, so you can't really see them.
Oh, so they're kind of secret fun socks.
Yeah.
Right. Have you got any fun socks that you do wear to work?
No, they're just boring Bonds ones.
Oh, yeah, they suck.
That's a bit disappointing.
I mean, we love Bonds. Yeah. Great people.
Kelly, what would you like? We've got thunderstorms, bananas, or little palm trees left.
I'll take the bananas.
Bananas.
Oh, good choice.
They are yours, Kelly.
Kelly, that was my choice awesome. From the start. They look good. Bright and yellow.
You wear those to Woolies and you go crazy. You show those banana socks off, Kel. Well done.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And finally,
Pete. If you see a girl at work in shorts and banana socks, that's Kelly.
Peter from Bridgewater. You're a truck driver, buddy.
I am. And all my socks are white.
Yeah, I was going to say, truck drivers are kind of known for having some boring socks, aren't they?
Yes and no. No one really gets to see what we wear half the time because people think all we do is live inside up on our seat and never get out.
Right. Peter, I've always wondered, truck drivers, Peter, do you sometimes not wear pants? Because no one can see up in there.
Well, I've got shorts on because it's always a nice day for shorts.
That's good. Are they fun shorts, Peter?
Not really.
Oh, we should get him some fun shorts.
They're not black, but they look like a dark blue.
Well, Pete, what do you want? We've got thunderstorm socks, which are blue, or we've got little palm tree socks, which are orange?
Well, I won't opt for the palm tree, and I'm really thrilled that every other sock that I didn't want has been taken, so I'm going to go with the thunderstorm.
Yes! How good is that? Thunderstorm socks!
The biggest reason I rang, because the boy wears these Santa Cruz socks, and he pulls them up to his knee, and it just looks ridiculous. Mm. So I'm like, I'm a thunderstorm.
Pete, you know what you should do, mate? Just get some scissors and you can cut those socks a lot shorter.
I was tempted to, but I don't think my missus would like that very much.
Mate, you're going to look great in your thunderstorm socks. Don't you worry.
accent, but I will